My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District, and we've asked him to join us today to offer his reaction to President Obama's speech to the joint session of Congress, pushing what he calls the American Jobs Act, and asking for about between $400 and $500 billion, which he says will be paid for. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be with you always, Greg.
Well, the main ideas here, the president says he wants to put teachers back in the classroom. He wants some infrastructure projects done, extension of unemployment benefits, passage of free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, South Korea, other ideas as well, certainly helping states and localities with their budget shortfalls. Some folks say this is bipartisan ground that most folks can get behind. Others say this is reheated leftovers. Where do you come down?
Well, you know, there's not really any specifics. And to say something like, pass this bill now and all the teachers will be put back to work is absurd. There's no specifics. There's nothing that's going to put every teacher back to work. The only way that we could pass something that would immediately put all the teachers back to work would be if we immediately eliminated the Department of Education and dispersed all the billions and billions of dollars that come into Washington directly to the school districts or the states without the federal government taking its huge cut out of it. That would put the teachers back to work, but that's not what he's proposing. And the other thing, too, he said more than once, this bill is paid for. Everything in this bill is paid for. He said everything. And then he gets over further in his speech and he says, here's how we're going to pay for it. You guys are already supposed to come up with $1.5 trillion in cuts before Christmas. Just add another $500 billion on there and it's paid for. There's your cut. And then he says, and also I'm going to come up with further deficit reduction plan 10 days or so from now. And based on what he said in his speech, I think we can pretty well anticipate what his deficit plan will say. It will say, you know what, you already were going to cut $1.5 trillion and I asked you to do another $500 billion. I say, let's go for another $500 billion. Let's go for $2.5 trillion. There's my plan. I mean, it was an insult to bring everybody together, spend the millions of dollars that are spent to do a joint session of Congress for the president, and waste our time with something like that. And Greg, I'm the guy that proposed the tax holiday 3 years ago. And in January of 2009, I got to personally tell the president about the plan. He said he liked the idea. But to wait 2.5 years to start implementing a tiny fraction of what I proposed that Moody said would have stimulated the GDP more than any other proposal out there is a little late. And actually, he has now run up an additional $4.5 trillion in debt on top of the $2.5 trillion we've had coming in every year. To stimulate the economy, people ought to realize income tax each year, personal income tax, is about $1.2 trillion. We could have had 3 solid years of individual Americans not paying one dime of personal income tax, and it would have been less deficit than what this president's run up trying to stimulate the economy, blowing and going and giving away money right and left. Now, that would have stimulated the economy, but he's wasted so many trillions, I just don't think we can be handing out money anymore.
Well, you mentioned the strategy for paying for this, and the president was pretty forthcoming on where at least a big chunk of that ought to come from, in his opinion, and that's tax hikes on wealthier Americans as well as corporations. Here's a clip from what the president said. It certainly didn't get the reaction he wanted to from House Republicans, but he basically tried to pit it as between tax breaks for giant oil companies or teachers in the classroom, infrastructure projects, or tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. And then here's what he said after that.
This isn't political grandstanding. This isn't class warfare. This is simple math. This is simple math. These are real choices. These are real choices that we've got to make. And I'm pretty sure I know what most Americans would choose. It's not even close.
How'd you react to that, Congressman?
Well, you know, he brings up Buffett, that Buffett wants to pay more tax, that he's paying less of a rate than his secretary. That's because he's got lawyers and accountants that figure out ways that he only pays a 15% capital gain instead of a 39% tax rate. bug the fire out of me because the president either knows that he's comparing apples and oranges or he is being just really ignorant about how things work. And the fact is, if Warren Buffett feels he needs to pay more taxes, he ought to start with the $4 billion that apparently his company still owes the federal government. There's a great place to start. But as we also know, we're getting very close to 50% of Americans not paying any income tax. The president talks about shared responsibility, and yet he keeps driving that figure higher and higher of Americans not paying income tax. If we're going to get serious, Greg, we just need to say, all right, flat tax across the board. I was talking to Art Laffer, Reagan's economist that got us out of the mess in the early 80s, and he says they've run the numbers, and we could go with a 12 to 13% flat tax across the board. Everybody pay 12 to 13%. That way everybody has an investment in the government, so they have a little more interest in how bad it is. And then also a 12 to 13% tax on corporations, and he feels like that would still generate the same amount of money, except that it would cause the economy to just explode upward, which means ultimately revenues for the federal government would go up. And so it really should be an opportunity to push a complete reform of the Internal Revenue Code, which means we ought to just throw it out and just go to something very basic. I agree with Art. We ought to retain deduction for charitable contributions because charities do a lot better job of helping the poor and needy than the government does. And you leave the deduction for mortgage interest. And then I think that's the way to go. But this president hasn't shown real leadership or interest in anything other than demagoguing issues. Let me just say, I was directly in line with the president's line of sight from the podium with his teleprompter. Now, he wasn't looking at me. He focuses on the teleprompter on the two places. He goes back and forth 3 to 5 seconds at every teleprompter. It wouldn't matter, and it became very clear to me as I watched his eyes as his head darted back and forth between the teleprompters. It wouldn't have mattered if he was reading Shakespeare, doing a eulogy, doing a limerick, telling a joke. He would have delivered it the same exact way. And so it's hard to take somebody seriously about problems that are as serious as this is when, you know, the delivery is just a choreographed head dance between the teleprompters, not looking at the audience, just looking at the teleprompters. We need to set aside the teleprompters and get serious about dealing with America's debt. And I tell you one of the things that really scared me in the speech when he said, you know, it sounded like this was his real goal, what he really wanted the bottom line to be. He wanted government to be working side by side with business. I don't want that. Business doesn't want that. They don't need a business partner with the government. That's the worst thing we could do. They need a referee. The government's supposed to referee and make sure that there's a level playing field. Everybody's playing fairly. Nobody's cheating. Go after the cheaters. Just keep it fair, and business will do so much better than if he tries to be a partner in everybody's business. That's not a good idea.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, just in our last few seconds here, any provisions in here, perhaps the free trade agreements, anything that you think would be a good idea, whether or not it would necessarily make a huge dent in our job situation?
The free trade agreements, you know, I've got to read them, but the problem is they're still sitting at the White House. He has made numerous speeches saying Congress needs to go ahead and pass these free trade agreements. We have to wait for him to send them. And I'm not agreeing to vote for anything till I read it, till I see it like that, something that important. Some of these innocuous resolutions that don't really do anything, you don't have to read them, they're worthless, but something that important needs to be read, but he has got to send it over, so I'm tired of him bringing those things up in the speech and wanting him to send it over here for us to consider. I think that would be good. Again, the tax holiday would have been a great idea. It was a great idea. if we'd done it 2.5-3 years ago. But he has squandered so many trillions of dollars, it's a little late for the government to just hand out fistful of money and think that's going to do it. Business needs to know what the tax rates are going to be, that the government's not going to try to be involved as a partner in their business, that they're not going to get devastated with health care costs, that the overregulation by the EPA and others is not going to come in and drive them out of this country or out of business. Those are the kind of things that would really make a difference.
Congressman, the debate is joined, and we'll certainly be following in the days and weeks ahead. As always, sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents the state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.